Hello, everybody. Dr. Lonnie Stewart here from the Healthcare Education Transformation Podcast. Are you a physical therapy student about to start studying for the National Physical Therapy Examination? Or maybe you're a professor, a program director, or a clinical instructor who teaches DPT students preparing for the NPTE? Either way, we would recommend checking out our sponsor, NPTE Final Frontier, and the community they've built around preparing for and succeeding on the NPTE. That exam and the preparation that goes along with it can be long, tedious, difficult, and stress-inducing, but it doesn't have to be. NPTE Final Frontier has the tactics and resources to help address all of the usual barriers. They even have scholarships to help with NPTE study courses, FSBPT registration fees, and even research opportunities. And if that's not enough, they're even donating to the very first annual HET Podcast Scholarship to be awarded at the end of every year. Go to npteff.com for all of the details and use code HET for 10% off all purchases. Links to both the NPTE Final Frontier and their scholarship options are available in the show notes. And now, let's get ready to learn.
Hello, everybody. Dr. F. Scott Feel here. Welcome to another Teach Me Something Tuesday episode of the Healthcare Education Transformation Podcast. Today is one that I haven't quite figured out yet, but it is essentially dealing with and navigating triggers. This has been a tough one because you can't really know everybody's triggers and what could set somebody off or upset somebody or get them to a point where they're a little bit frustrated or flustered or affected by something. So the fact that we're in healthcare lends itself to several different things that could trigger people both personally and through other life experiences like family members. I had a student who had to take a practical exam. The patient that they were performing the practical on had COPD, and the student had just lost his father to COPD not too long ago. I had another student whose mother was currently undergoing liver transplant treatment. And, the mother wasn't doing too well and the liver transplant unit was coming up. And so we were going to be addressing that. And so one of the things that I've noticed is you can't know everything about everybody all the time. You hope to find out, you hope to do deep dives and really learn about students and faculty and people that you're working with. But overall, it's really tough to know everything. One of the ways that I've started trying to navigate triggers is just at the beginning of every semester, trying to just make an announcement, letting people know that, hey, here's the class. As you see in the syllabus, this is what we're going to be covering and going over. These are the objectives. Here's some things that, diagnoses and things that we may be covering. If, in any way, shape, or form, you may feel like these diagnoses are close to home or could be a trigger for you, please feel free to let me know. You can always step out if you need to. You can definitely come to me and talk to me. We can find ways to handle it and address it. I just want you to know that obviously none of this is personal or, based on any of your life experiences. It's just stuff, content that we have to cover. And you are going to probably see some of these patients in the future. So I had another student who had asthma when they were younger, and that caused a lot of personal issues for them because they tried to do sports and athletics and things, and their asthma constantly was acting up, and it was a real sense of frustration for them, and it just wasn't easy for them to navigate. So when we started going into some of the breathing issues that could come up with patients, and especially asthma, she was really, really triggered by that, and it sent her back into like a PTSD situation where it actually kind of hurt her breathing and she got a little bit of a panic attack and an anxiety disorder. And it sent her into a bit of a breathing issue, which again is what, the asthma issue was in the first place. So you can't know stuff like that all the time, right? We just don't go into a lot of that. And sometimes students don't share stuff like that. So if we can kind of, let them know at the beginning what the expectations are and what the units are going to cover, just reviewing the syllabi and topics that we'll be talking about, and always just letting people know that, hey, this is a safe place to learn. If you ever feel like it's something that's going to affect you or trigger you, please feel free to let me know ahead of time and we can kind of talk through it and work out some sort of system that'll work for you. So Hope that was helpful. Like I said, I don't know that I've figured it out yet. I haven't quite exactly figured the navigation of triggers because nowadays it's tough. Everybody's got different life experiences and things that they're dealing with. And, you know, we have to just take that empathetic approach and realize that you're not going to know everything. You know, you want to be there for people and understand what they're going through because sometimes you just don't know. But if you do come at it from a true empathetic approach and let them know that, hey, you know, been there, done that, feel free to contact me if you feel like you may have any issues. That kind of sets the tone for that safe learning space and knowing that they can reach out to you and just let you know, hey, I'm going through this, or, you know, this is a family member had this issue, or I personally have this issue. You know, hopefully by sharing that, you'll be able to then help and address that on a very personal level in a one-on-one type basis. So hope that was helpful, and we'll see you on the next one. Well, I hope that episode was entertaining as much as it was informational and educational. If you enjoyed this episode or any of our past episodes, we ask you to please subscribe to the podcast and leave us a rating and review. And please share out the episodes to those who you feel may be able to benefit from them. We also urge you to follow us on all social media platforms at HET Podcast, and let us know what topics or experts you would like to hear from in future episodes. And just as a reminder, none of the information on today's show should be considered medical advice. It's simply infotainment or edutainment to help educate our audience. For medical advice, we always advise you to reach out to your preferred medical professionals, and we'll see you on the next show.